For the following true murder mystery, the police reporter turns to the court records of a German city before the World War. It is an excellent example of German scientific crime detection.
The time is early in August, about 24 years ago. We discovered a young woman and a man in earnest conversation. The scene, a deserted part of the extensive grounds of an open-air beer garden called the Grosse Garten in the city of Dresden, Germany.
Why won't you marry me, Mitzi?
I'm not ready to settle down. If I marry you, I'll have to give up my dancing.
What does your dancing amount to? The best work you'll ever get is in beer gardens.
But I love to dance.
You don't earn enough to keep you.
I live, don't I?
But how?
By being nice to the customers so they'll buy me my meals.
How can you be so callous about such things, Mitzi? Nice girls don't even talk about strange men buying them meals, much less letting them do it.
Well, perhaps I'm not a nice girl.
It drives me mad when you talk like that, Mitzi.
Oh, forget about me, Heinrich. If I did marry you, we could never get along.
I earn a good salary. You'd never have to worry about money.
No, money doesn't worry me. There are lots of ways of getting money. I was never cut out to be a housewife, so let's forget about it.
You like me, don't you?
Sure, I like all men, but I don't have to love any of them.
Are you trying to tell me you don't care for me?
Of course not. I like you, Heinrich. Like you just as much as I do the others.
But no more?
No.
Mitzi, will you go to dinner with me?
I can't.
Why not?
I've got a date.
Always other men.
Not always, Heinrich. Sometimes it's you.
Well, you don't have to be continually talking about them when you're with me, do you?
I didn't invite you on this walk, and I didn't start the conversation.
Give up these other men, will you, Mitzi?
Why should I?
Because I've asked you to.
You've no cause to ask me to do that. You've no claim on me.
Mitzi, I want you for myself. Alone.
Oh, don't be funny. You don't mean anything to me.
No more than these other men? These men who buy you your dinners?
No.
Then you've been leading me on, just for what you could get out of me.
That isn't true. I haven't been leading you on. It's you who's been chasing me. I've given you companionship and a good time, haven't I?
Yes, but that...
And if you wanted to give me things, who am I that I shouldn't take them?
Mitzi, whatever I've given you was because I loved you.
If you're going to start on that again, I'm going back.
Then you won't give up these others?
Oh, don't make me laugh. I'm going to the casino, but there's pleasanter company.
Oh, wait, Mitzi.
Let go of my arm.
Promise to give up these others.
I've listened to enough of your foolishness. Let me go.
I won't let you go. I'll never let you go.
You want me to call for help?
Oh, you wouldn't do that.
I will if you don't let me go.
Mitzi, I've begged and pleaded with you. Now I'm warning you. If I ever see you with another man, I'm going to kill you. I'll do it, Mitzi, so help me, I will.
Are you through?
For the present, yes.
Then let go of my arm.
Remember, I've warned you.
Oh, so kind of you, Heinrich. Well, goodbye.
Where are you going?
Where do you suppose? To keep a date, you fool.
Oh, Mitzi, Mitzi, come back.
The conversation you've just heard took place on the shores of a muddy little lake on a Sunday night. It was a deserted spot and was not visited again until Wednesday morning, when a groundskeeper came to do his weekly cleaning up. Before his task was well started, he had a glimpse of something that caused him to run for the police as quickly as his legs would carry him.
Right this way, officer, and I'll show you.
So you think it's a dead woman, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're sure someone hasn't been playing a joke and put a dummy there to frighten you?
This is no dummy, you'll see.
Well, where is it?
Right over there on the edge of the lake, halfway in the water.
Well, what are you waiting for?
I don't want to go any closer.
Come on, it won't hurt you.
Not if I stay here, it won't.
Well, you can make up your mind, you're coming with me.
Well, if I have to, I have to, but there it is. Right at your feet.
It's a dead woman, all right. Well, come on, come on. Help me pull her out.
Who, me?
Oh, come on. She won't bite you.
Well, if I must, I must. But it ain't part of my job pulling dead people out of lakes. I don't like it.
Come on, grab a hold of her feet. I'll wade in and get her by the shoulders. Now, you got her?
Yeah, I've got her. But I won't sleep for a week after this.
Well, let's go.
What'll we do with her?
Put her on that grass plot there.
Is this all right?
Yeah, put her down.
Oh, I can't think of anything I'd rather do.
Now, turn her over on her back.
Oh, you do it. Handling dead people's more in your line.
All right. There. Now, take a look at her.
You can think of more unpleasant things to make me do. Must I look at her?
Of course you must. How can I identify it?
Well, all right, then.
Have you ever seen her before?
Well, I'll be...
Do you know her?
Yeah. She's one of the dancers at the casino. Mitzi Denise.
You know anything about her?
Me? No, but I think the boss can tell you all you want to know.
Well, I'll have to see him later.
Say, officer, do you think she drowned herself?
No.
Take a look at the side of her neck.
Oh.
Four stab wounds. Hey, this is murder. It couldn't be suicide.
Oh, my gosh. The boss will be mad when he finds it out. Who do you think did it?
Well, let's take a look around and see if we can find any clues. You didn't see any this morning, did you?
See any what?
Clues.
I wouldn't know one if I fell over
it. Well, did you pick up anything around here?
Well, just an old outing hat that was laying about 4 feet from the body.
Well, where is it?
It's in my trash bag.
Well, get it right away. It might be the one thing that'll lead us to the murderer.
Well, how could an old outing hat lead you to a murderer?
Stranger things than that have happened, my man. So bring it to me and I'll get busy.
The outing hat proved to be of a type worn by every picnicker who came to the gardens, so it was of little value to the officer. The body of Mitzi Denise and the outing hat were turned over to the Scientific Investigations Department of the Dresden Police. We now find the officer and one of the department scientists in conference.
Oh, it's no use. I'm not getting anywhere with this case.
What's the trouble, hmm?
Oh, I've talked to 50 people today, and I know less right now than when I started.
Well, don't feel so badly about it. I've found out quite a bit.
Oh, how could you find out anything just sitting around here?
I could tell you a lot about it that you don't know.
Well, have you found out anything that might lead me to the murder of Mitzi Denise?
I can tell you what the murderer's business is and when the crime was committed.
You mean you know who did it?
No, I'm not quite as clever as all that. But I can give you considerable to work on.
Well, let's have it.
Well, my investigations lead me to believe that Mitzi Denise was killed by a jeweler sometime last Sunday night.
But the coroner doesn't think she's been dead as long as that. He says she hasn't been dead for 24 hours.
That isn't possible. This murder was committed Sunday night. It couldn't have been done any other time.
What makes you so sure?
Well, I found an ant and a flea in the girl's clothing.
And they told you it was committed on Sunday night? You got to think of a better one than that, Doc.
Well, supposing I told you I did get my information from the ant and the flea, what would you say?
I'd say you're crazy.
Well, I did. And here's how. The flea was dead and the ant was alive. A flea can live underwater for about 16 hours. So that proves Mitzi Denise had been dead for at least that length of time. But the ant was alive. And an ant can live underwater for about 72 hours. So you see, the body must have been in the water for more than 16 hours and less than 72.
Oh, I don't believe you, Doc, but it's interesting. Go on.
Well, she was picked up early Wednesday morning, and since she was in the water long enough to kill the flea, it couldn't have happened Tuesday night. The beer garden was closed on Monday, so it must have happened sometime Sunday night.
Why not last week sometime?
Oh, that would be an impossibility, because then the ant would also be dead.
All right, Doc. I'll give you that point. But about this jeweler business, how do you know that the murder is in that trade?
I found three strands of hair in the hat band of that outing cap. There were infinitesimal particles of gold and silver on the hair.
Well, I'll be jiggered.
Are you convinced?
Well, I'm convinced enough to look into it. Now, let me see. Sunday night, the workers' club had an outing at the park. Say, according to you, the murdered have to be a member of that society.
Correct. Find out if there's a blonde jeweler among their membership. And if this hat fits him, you've got the murderer.
Well, I haven't much faith in this scientific monkey business. It's the only thing I've got to work on, though. Yeah, but even if I do find a jeweler who fits a description, what'll I do?
Well, accuse him of the murder.
Yes, I know, but what have I got for proof?
Plenty.
Yeah, but what am I going to tell him?
Well, tell him... Tell him a little flea told you.
Oh, rats.
The officer got the membership lists of the workers' club, and starting with the A's, he went down the alphabet, questioning all who were at the picnic. We find him at the house of Heinrich Poller, one of the members.
Herr Poller, are you a member of the workers' club?
Yes, I am.
You were at their outing last Sunday night?
Yes.
Did you know Mitzi Denise?
You mean the dancer?
Yes.
I've seen her.
Were you acquainted with her personally?
Why, no.
Well, now, think carefully, Herr Poller. Are you sure you didn't know Mitzi Denise?
I'd been out with her two or three times.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place?
I didn't want my employer to find out I'd been going out with a dancer. You see, officer, I'm a gold worker.
A gold worker?
Yes.
Say, that's a jeweler, isn't it?
That's right.
You were afraid your employer might think you were stealing his gold to spend on her, huh?
That's it, exactly.
I see. What size hat do you wear, Poller?
Seven and an eighth.
What size did you say?
Seven and an eighth.
Oh, gee. Now I'm stuck.
What do you mean?
Well, one of our scientific detectives down at headquarters told me to look for a blonde man who was a jeweler by trade and who was a member of the workers' club with a 7 1/8 head size.
Well, I fit that description perfectly.
Well, that's just it. He said when I found the man, I was to arrest him for the murder of Mitzi Denise.
Well?
Well, no, I don't know what to do.
If I were you, I'd do as I was told.
You mean that you did it? That you murdered this dancer?
Yes, and I've been waiting for you to come and get me. I didn't hope or expect to get away with it. I knew you'd find me, and I wanted you to. Why did you keep me waiting so long?
Well, it's been a very difficult case.
I didn't try to make it so.
Remember, anything that you say will may be used as evidence against you.
I want you to use it. I killed Mitzi because she wouldn't have me. And I wasn't going to let anyone else have her if I couldn't. Well, ever since I did it, every move, every corner I've turned, I've expected some policeman to take me in charge. Now it's happened, and I'm glad of it. I'm ready to go now.
Well, I'm a monkey's uncle. And what kind of a man is this?
A man who's sorry for what he's done and wants to take his punishment.
If the object of legal execution is punishment, then society was cheated in the case of Heinrich Poller. He paid with his life for his crime, but he paid gladly.
And so the police reporter comes to the end of another true story of a crime. We hope you liked it and want you to be regular listeners. He'll be back with another exciting true story soon. Listen for the police reporter. This is a radio release production.